Any number of public opinion polls conducted since the terrorist attacks portray a jittery nation. A majority of Americans say they're worried about personal safety, the economy, and the repercussions of military action. Still, most also express confidence in the government's ability to protect them and a willingness to give up personal freedoms to make the country safer. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has been on the World in the West and has this report.
It's a hot, bright blue day in Pullman, a tiny college town in eastern Washington, an oasis of grass and brick in the midst of hundreds of miles of wheat. On weekends, caravans of cars from Seattle, Portland, Spokane, even Boise snake to this town to root for the Cougar football team, and today is no different. But today is different.
Who needs a program? Game day program.
The entrance gates, kids sell programs as security guards search coolers, backpacks, and picnic baskets. Inside, police stand shoulder to shoulder with crossed arms and earpieces, scanning the bleachers as if the president himself were in attendance. Down in the general admission seats, there's a commotion, and the guards rush in. Someone's fainted from the heat. Still, everyone's tense. 29-year-old Sharon Besserman lines up for a hot dog and voices a concern heard repeatedly in interviews across the country.
I'm nervous. I'm feeling like there's still people in our country that could hurt us.
She admits it may be overreactive and says there's little else government can do to make her feel any more secure, but still.
When planes fly over, I get scared, and I mean, it's just not something that's going to go away. I'm still scared.
Few people here have been touched directly by the tragedy, yet red, white, and blue are more prominent than the school colors today. There's an unease that's pervasive, even here at a football game, 3,000 miles from the attacks, down in the cheap seats and up in the cushy alumni boxes. It cuts across all lines, and it's no different here than 100 miles west along the Columbia River. At the Hanford nuclear site, home of the Manhattan Project and the atomic bomb, people have lived with the threat of disaster for decades. Although it's now a Superfund cleanup site, some locals worry it could be a target. Demi Landsman has lived here for 23 years.
It's a big concern. It's an awful feeling to feel that you're unsafe in your own home, in your homeland, and it shouldn't have happened.
Brett Meyer, a driver for UPS and father of two, isn't quite as nervous.
I mean, anything can happen at any time. You got to take that risk, but you know, we can't live in a, you know, looking over our shoulder all the time. And you got to take what you can and hopefully live the American life like we should be able to.
Meyer says he has faith the government is on top of the terrorist situation, and unlike most Americans surveyed in recent national polls, he doubts there will be another attack. Across the river from Hanford in Hermiston, Oregon, is another potential target, the Umatilla Chemical Weapons Depot. Just off the highway, as far as the eye can see, are thousands of dirt-covered bunkers which house chemical weapons loaded with 3,000 tons of deadly nerve gas and mustard agent. Standing by his truck, Jim Clemens, a fence builder who lives here, says he doubts government can protect him from much of anything, whether it's a terrorist attack or a leak from the weapons depot.
You know, they got all these plans and all these things that you're supposed to do, but like me, I work outside all day long, you know. You know, what are we supposed to do? I mean, how are we supposed to shelter in place?
Still, like many residents here, Clemens is somewhat used to living with fear and says the recent attacks haven't made him feel less safe.
Everybody goes about their life day to day, and yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get all wrapped up in worry, and I don't know what you can do.
The depot is considered by terrorist experts to be one of a half dozen potential Western targets, although few Americans know it even exists. But every town USA now believes its port, its dam, its courthouse, its power plant is a target. And even out here among the sun-bleached wheat fields, there are chilling reminders that the entire country is on alert. Along with flags and homemade God Bless America signs, three tiny crop duster planes sit grounded at a dirt landing strip. The unthinkable, even in the Western heartland, is now being thought. In Plummer, Idaho, population 804, people are hard-pressed to name a nearby target, but fear is just as prevalent. With one main street and not much else, a sign dubs it the hub of things to come. Dolores Stewart, a tiny woman who thumbs through catalogs in her one-room office, is the town's only realtor. She's more concerned about the economy, she says, than another attack.
First few days after that happened, I mean, the phone wouldn't ring, nobody would come to the door. Businesses just really dropped off.
Up the road at the Coeur d'Alene Tribal Casino and Hotel, Lan Sifley says business hasn't been much better.
I think people are scared. They're not spending their money.
Sifley works in off-track betting. On her break, she smokes a cigarette outside, squinting at the bright sun.
I think it'd be crazy to not be scared. I mean, I worry about my kids, what they're going to have to live through. Because things are changing from when we were kids. I mean, you know, there for a while it was earthquakes and tornadoes, and those was the big things that you were afraid of. Now it's terrorists, and you could go to work and that could be it. I mean, what next? What is the world going to be like?
And in interview after interview, that uncertainty is just what's bothering people. At home with family, alone at work, or with hundreds of fans in a crowded football stadium, people say they're fearful, but also that they're willing to accept more restrictions to make their world safe. And whether it's airport delays or having to show identification, inconveniences that used to elicit complaints are now accepted with a willing shrug. Back at the football stadium, Gary Eby says he waited in a longer than usual line to attend today's game and was glad to do it.
It may mean a little bit of the loss of some of the freedom we've been used to in the past, but you know, sometimes we have to make some choices in order to protect everyone. And it's nice at least that we get to make those choices instead of someone doing it for us.
For EB, like many Americans, no matter how distant or disconnected from what happened in New York City and Washington, D.C., the landscape has been changed. For many, it's inexplicable, and out here it's almost imperceptible. But for the tiny flags on car antennas, the incongruous signs, God bless America, rib roast, $1.58 a pound, and some increased security at the Sunday football game. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Pullman, Washington.